I shall now read some of my poems chosen for this reading from my collected poems. I should have liked to concentrate on one or two or three and demonstrate just what kind of fault I find in poems because of their being poems. But for this, my listeners would have to attend very closely, more so than is possible by ear. The comments I shall make on my poems will on the whole not penetrate into textual detail. A word on my feelings toward my poems. They are not either standoffish or neutral. I honor them for their happiness in the words they are and for their never stealing themselves from me to be strangers. We are friends as far as we went, and I did not renounce them. And as I was their breath, they did not renounce me. For them, as for me, it is now simply later. I arranged the poems in the selected poems volume in groups or sets, each of which was a little representative compendium of the entirety of my poetic work, with graduation towards the increased specificness of what was constant in it. Here I shall make rough time divisions by which to stress differences, so that a historical view of the work may be had, a view in terms of development. As far as halfway along in collected poems, and even beyond, there is to be found, with much variation of subject and experience area, a repeated pointing to and acknowledging of the given, by which I mean the given in the large. This is the basis of what can be taken in some of my poems for a folklorish mixture of savvy and bonhomie. Elsewhere, it shows as an equanimity testing itself against unminced potentials of the somber, the indeterminate, even the catastrophic. However severe the tests, the given is always treated as essentially untragic. Some happiness of loyalty to it is always found. I shall read now some poems written in the phase marked by this stance, without particular comment, except with one poem.